Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams. Daniel, good to see you.
Good morning, Dr. Paul.
Are you ready to be the co-host as usual?
I'm doing my best, sir.
Okay, all set to go. But it looks like we're going to have a repeat of something that has been going on, but with new actors involved. And, you know, not too long ago, unfortunately, from the administration's viewpoint, they had to put Flynn out of the National Security Advisory position. And it was a result, from our understanding, at least mine, was that this was a coalition of anti-Russian neocons, Republicans that were built in a coalition with Democrats. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, this was the bad guy. He didn't fit the bill for us, but, you know, considering all things, I think we concluded that this was a victory for the neocons. They didn't like him because he sounded like he might even talk to the Russians before he bombs them, you know, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that was the real issue. But now we have a similar situation, a different position, and that, of course, is the Attorney General Sessions. And they said, oh, he lied. So perjury, he has to resign, or we have to have a special prosecutor. And guess who's after him? Well, I think this McCain and I think this Graham, I think they're neocons, and Rubio, and they're all gang up. Of course, every single Democrat for political reasons. So there's all about politics and also in foreign policy. It's significant, too, because it's more Russia bashing. So I'm surprised that there's going to be, or there seems to be, a significant number of Republicans. And for some reason, I'm suspicious that it's not so simple that they want honesty in government. You know, they want to say, oh, well, he didn't tell the truth, and therefore he committed perjury, and nobody can get away with that, so he has to go. Have you bought into this idea that he perjured himself? And what are they pulling here? How are they stretching this to make it sound so ridiculously evil?
Yeah, you know, it's funny when James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, lied before Congress under oath about spying on the American people. I didn't see any Democrats getting excited about that.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, but this is part of the big red scare in Washington. This is the Democrats completely adrift. Ideologically, philosophically, rather than develop a coherent opposition to someone like Sessions, and I think later we'll talk about some good reasons, we'll give them some hints on why they should oppose him, they've gone into this whole red scare mode, and it's almost like North Korea. You don't dare talk to any foreigners, or you're going to, you know, be persecuted. But, you know, at issue here are really two sets of questions, one by Pat Leahy and one by Senator Franken, and these are about contacts with Russians. Leahy said, did you have contact with anyone connected to the Russian government about the 2016 election, either before or after the election? No. This was in the context of him on the campaign. Franken's question was very similar, and the answer was no. Well, as we both know, he was a senator. He was a high-ranking in the Armed Services Committee, and as such, Congress routinely has dealings with representatives of foreign governments.
Yeah, and wasn't during this period that they're pressing him on, he, as chairman of his committee, Foreign Affairs, he visited with 25 other ambassadors. So he, in his mind, and even the questions indicate that he was thinking in two different categories. They wanted to know about the campaign, in light of the campaign, and yet they have morphed these together, and therefore they have come up with this political issue.
This is one thing that average viewers may not know, and you know, you spent a lot of time on the Hill, as I've spent slightly less, but there is a real bifurcation of your time when it's spent on campaign activities versus when you run the congressional payroll. Remember, your chiefs of staff used to have to go off the premises to make any kind of phone call remotely related to campaign activity. And so this bifurcation, I think, is ingrained into the minds of people on Capitol Hill because you can go to jail if you're on company time and you're doing campaign stuff. So I think, you know, this is something that Sessions, not to defend his other things, but probably had in mind. He was not acting as a campaign representative when he was in his congressional office, senatorial office, meeting with foreign officials.
Well, I think this is serious for a slightly different reason than, you know, the Democrats thing. I think it's a serious challenge to the foreign policy. And this assumption that this has cropped up and is really, really bad, I've always liked to put it in perspective. Compared to what? You know, compared to what did we do? Have we ever been involved in a foreign election?
No.
And you know, we really started it with Eisenhower, with Iran getting involved and getting rid of Mossadegh and kicking him out. But it's written in the history books now, and even the CIA admits it now, because it's 10, 20 years ago, that they got rid of people. And they were involved in elections all the time, and we're still involved. Just think most recently how they've turned it around, or they argued about Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, were we involved in that? Yeah, with our friends at NATO and Eastern Europeans, and they had an elected leader, and they had to get rid of him, so they ran him off, and there was a coup there, and yet it was strictly, you know, the anti-Russian thing. It's not that we had a strong position on one side or the other. We just didn't think that, you know, that the Europeans, along with NATO and the United States military force, should gang up and get rid of the leader. And then we have the gall to try to construct this thing that because there was this conversation and this incessant harping on Russia had control of our election, that wouldn't say very much about our security. You know, before 9/11, we were spending $40 billion a year on security, buried in the security we had, told us something big was coming. We totally ignored it. So what we had to do was really, really massively increase a problem we have, and that's our foreign policy, then nearly double and go up to $70 billion that we spend on intelligence gathering. So it's it looks like they're looking in the wrong places, but, you know, I don't think the media is on our side, and I think it's orchestrated, it's anti-Russian, and I just want to try to nudge people together to get them away from, do we have to be NATO pro-Europe or Russia and give them an excuse for everything they do, or try to invite people to think about maybe a more neutral position on some of these issues.
As Trump said, America first. That would be a change. Yeah. But, you know, the whole idea that the Russians somehow manipulated millions of blue-collar workers into voting for Trump is so preposterous. It's such a laugh, you know. And the other thing you mentioned about the elections, well, it just came out a couple weeks ago through WikiLeaks that the CIA infiltrated French political parties in the 2012 elections in an attempt to find out what they were about, to influence them. So there's so much, you know, information about their our activities in other elections.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, if my recollection is correct, I think all this stuff happened with the previous administration. You know, if all of this intrigue was going on and manipulation, the Republicans weren't in the White House then, obviously, and right now you read stories about where Obama was actually trying to plant sort of information to draw people to these conclusions, but it was under his watch, so and they didn't do anything if they had evidence. But this is pure politics, and I just think that people should put this in the context of maybe the bigger issue is the political coalition coming together for the sinister position of, we got to keep the agitation with Russia. We need this Cold War again. You know, it's good for business. It's good for selling weapons, and we need to do this. Oh, but they'll say, Ron, you don't care about national security. Well, maybe if people would pay attention, maybe we really are concerned about our national security and don't believe that this kind of stuff that goes on has anything to do with national security. It actually endangers us, you know, in the world affairs, because someday we won't be quite so powerful, and we won't be able to push people around because, you know, the number of enemies around. And right now, you know, this whole thing about China has a lot of money in the bank, and we talk about where they're building bases. They're expanding themselves, but they have money in the bank. And we don't have money in the bank. So, and yet, what people will have to listen to is our military power. We have it, and we're going to continue with it, but we will eventually have trouble paying for it.
Yeah. now. And, you know, you talk about national security. You know, if the things that Flynn were accused of doing, going back to Flynn rather than Sessions, if he indeed did those, that would actually strike a positive note for national security. Because you remember on the 11th hour, the 59th minute of the 11th hour of Obama's presidency, without providing any evidence, he slapped a bunch of sanctions on Russia for interfering in our elections. And if what Flynn is accused of doing, he did, I think it's a positive thing. He called up the Russians and said, hey, relax. We all know this is bogus. This is political. A new sheriff's in town. We're going to strive for better relations, mutual respect. So don't fly off the handle. That's a great thing for national security. It prevents us from getting on war footing.
Yeah, and I think the whole issue of sanctions is misunderstood, because sanctions are very, very serious. They're essentially a boycott or a blockade. So they can't deal financially, and they can't have, imports and things like that. And yet, a lot of people in Congress, there were some people that would join us with a changed foreign policy on active war. Oh, but they're bad people, so that's put on sanctions. But yeah, it's really the prelude. It's sort of like a trade war. Trade war is an introduction to that. And sanctions are the excesses of a trade war or the excesses of a foreign policy. If you don't go our way, we're going to punish you. And I think it's very, very dangerous. Of course, there was a recent vote in the Congress overwhelmingly in support of sanctions. I guess it was against Iran.
Iran, yeah.
And then there's the UN dealing with sanctions against Syria, blaming them still about the gas, that went on. I mean, maybe they ought to have an investigation and find out, they have had enough of investigation that, but they just deny it. But the special prosecutor, do you think they're going to say, well, it's messy, and we as Republicans, can't defend ourselves, and so we have to clear the air. We have to have a special prosecutor. What do you think the odds are of that happening? And do you think it's going to solve the problem? Who's going to be Solomon come now and bring these sides together and say, we will find it, we'll get to the bottom of this and find the truth?
Both Flynn and Sessions, from your perspective, are bad on policy. But what Trump did, I think, was an enormous mistake by letting Flynn go so quickly, because it really put blood in the water. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. And so, agreeing to the special, what is he going to look into? The transcripts are there, what he said. What are they going to look into? The meeting? What happened at the meeting? There doesn't seem to be any there.
Yes, and you mentioned early on that we would probably mention the fact that maybe there are some reasons that they shouldn't have appointed Sessions, and reasons why if somebody were serious about the concept of the Constitution and civil liberties, they would look more closely at Sessions, because he's a real hawk on the drug war. And he's become much more hawkish when it comes to foreign affairs and, anti-terrorism. I don't think he's been good on basic civil liberties, on the Patriot Act and things. So these are the reasons we argued that he's a risky attorney general. But it isn't for this malarkey. Yeah. This is pure, politics and being able to pick up, we have something here and we will milk it. The plans are that this is going to go on for a long time. And the only way you might be able to rationalize saying, maybe it's not so bad, maybe this will close them down from doing more evil in our government. But that would annoy people and say, it's wrong, because Trump is only going to do good. But that's up for grabs. Only time will tell us about that.
It's a Democrat Party crack-up. Why don't they, as you say, why don't they become the Party of Civil Liberties again and go after Sessions for some of these real issues rather than this crazy fantasy that he's somehow a Russian agent?
Well, that's why I keep talking about why can't progressives be progressives where they're right? There was a time when they were good on civil liberties and they were, the anti-war party. But right now they're not, So I think that they should have an opinion. I'd like it to be it philosophic rather than just political shenanigans going on. They're talking about power. And because at the bottom line generally isn't a change in foreign policy, hasn't been significant changes even with individuals. And I can just sort of see, you know, what we heard in the campaign and where we are now, that things are sort of coming together again with similar policies. And, you know, we're just not going to be backing out. I mean, just, with the cabinet right now, they talk about more troops and more involvement, obviously, more money into the military, more weapons, rebuild our tank group. We're going to have this tank war. And we need to refurbish and rebuild and have more nuclear weapons. I mean, that to me is so far removed from what a true republic should be talking about.
Maybe we should become advisors to the Democratic Party.
Well, I don't know if I'll go that far, because so far they haven't invited me to be an advisor to the Republican Party. And the party system is sort of just a facade. The parties don't have true beliefs. They are driven by ideas, and the ideas have infiltrated into the whole system. It comes out of our public government schools and from our universities, and they infiltrate Republican and Democratic parties, economic policy, foreign policy, monetary policy. All these things are built in. So the real struggle is over power, who gets to pick and choose who their friends are, who are going to benefit. It's become more vicious now in the last decade or two, and that is because the country doesn't have endless resources, and people are starting to realize this. The country, the government, is actually a lot poorer than Wall Street, but even the tremendous wealth that flows through Wall Street is not permanent wealth. It's something else that comes and emanates from the cooperation with the Federal Reserve to pump markets up like this. But I urge people to still look at what's really behind the news and what's going on here. It's usually looking for political power, and it's also looking to try to punish and blame somebody else. And I think that is the case of what's going on here and trying to get rid of Sessions. And unfortunately, I'm afraid, once again, the coalition of the neoconservatives and the Democrats are going to win this fight. But let's wait and see. Let's hope that there can be some resistance built to these efforts. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Ron Paul Liberty Report. Please come back soon.